wisdom not always found solace, being rocked in the bosoms of those who silently pray and openly destroy. No, not always have we mistaken mimicry for mastery, or pretended for knowing, or enslavement for freedom. But across my memory marches millions, bold, regal, resilient, confident, unshackled feet, stepping up spirits to guide us through this fickle material world. We like sun and moon, for universal souls praying our prayers, singing our songs. Eshu, Ogun, Shango, Yemoja, Oshun, Obatala, Oya, Dambala, Aida, Wedo, Ra, Nkango, Olodumare, and Yame. We know all of you by name. We are people of beginnings, of culture, of strength. Not always have we given in to the empty threats and scare tactics of the powerless one. Not always have we allowed the blood of our sons and daughters to color the streets while we're walking asleep, marching to the beat of death, siren song. They're still wearing their sheets with nooses in reach, showing their teeth and smiling, it seems. But I hear in the breeze, in the rustle of the trees, in the dangling of the feet, they say, please don't let them ever forget. You see, not always have we suffered from amnesia. Not always have we forgotten how to conjure our spirits, ancestor wisdom, fix up a mixture, spiritual elixir, ancient tradition. We like magicians, God like vision. We are people of sight, so no, not always have we fallen for this open door or in-world that has the smoke of the manipulators, or been satisfied with crumbs from meals our hands have prepared. You said life for us ain't been no crystal stair, but at least the steps are there to push us up higher, teach us how to go beyond the destroyer's disguises, look them in the eyes and be able to see. Because what's surprising when you know the nature of a beast, and especially when you've shown the same face for centuries? Then you tell me, what's the difference between two sisters in New Orleans shot point blank in the back of the head, and two women bombed in their car in Baghdad, or government sanctioned killings in Kenya, and a sister held hostage in a house in Virginia, or poverty in Haiti, poverty in Jamaica, rape in Rwanda, or rape in Somalia, or sweatshop in China, or one in Guatemala, or smallpox and blankets, syphilis and Tuskegee, formaldehyde and FEMA, ethnic cleansing and Katrina. I recall within the speech Dr. King made us aware. He said injustice anywhere is injustice everywhere, so they can spare us that drama, huh? We got the heart of them field-working mamas. We carry the torture that ancestor fires. So with every fiber that flutters in our being, with every find that comes from our seeking, with every hearing that comes from our listening, and every sight that comes from our seeing, we must be faithful, strategic.